What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Start up, Brooklyn boys. They making noise. Start up.
Episode 98.
Oh, so close.
This is the Brooklyn Boys podcast.
With Brody Scary, Scare Brody,
all that stuff.
I'm still tired from our trip.
Yeah, I bet you are. It's been a tiring week. Elvis has been on his honeymoon, left the show in all of our hands, and we've had all of our hands all over, fingerprints all over the damn thing.
Yeah, no, I'm tired this week, but I'm still tired from being in Santa Fe.
Well, yeah, well, because we got in late on Sunday. I don't know what time you got in. I got in like 5 o'clock in the evening, which wasn't enough time for me.
Oh, I got you beat.
I needed more sleep than I ended up getting that night.
I made a huge mistake. I made two mistakes. So my flight was 11:15 on the Santa Fe time, which is 1:15 here.
Mm-hmm.
And what I should have done was driven my car from Manhattan, where our studios are, to the airport in New Jersey. Parked it there, because for $8, $9 a day for 5 days, $45 plus tax, $50, I could have parked my car. But instead...
You make things so difficult for yourself.
Instead, we were all like, oh, let's Uber to the airport. So a bunch of us Ubered to the airport. Cost me $25.
I wasn't on that flight.
You were not. To get to the airport, fine. I'm going to talk about the airport later and the plane and the terrorist scare that I had. But coming home...
Terrorist scare.
I'll explain. I tweeted about it. I guess you didn't see it. So we land at like 7:30 in New York.
Okay.
And the other four people I was traveling with all lived in the same area. And they took an Uber, and I was by myself. So I had to take an Uber back into Manhattan from New Jersey to get my car in the garage we park in to go back out. So I paid for the Uber into the city, and then I had to pay for, I had to go to my car. It was a whole big deal. I got home at 10:30.
For a man who's so smart
and so shrewd. It gets worse. So
I would have solved this in a heartbeat.
I get off the plane at 7:30. Well, no, we land at 7:15 or 7:10. We sit on the runway for 45 minutes because the gate is occupied.
That's the worst.
The plane at the gate we want isn't leaving yet for whatever reason. It hasn't pushed back yet. They haven't requested a pushback.
And they couldn't give you another gate to pull into?
Well, that's what I was saying.
It's not enough.
Like, oh, the gate we want. Was that the best gate? I had to have that gate? Hey, gate 39, it's worth waiting for. No. So we wait, like almost, I'd say 45 minutes. And we finally get to the gate. So now it's after 8 o'clock. We go to the baggage claim. It's almost 8:30 by the time I get my bags.
Right.
And I look at Uber. And I look at Lyft, the two services.
Right.
It's 49 to get home from the airport to my car. I take regular
Uber.
You
cause yourself a lot of agita for no reason.
So it's $31, $18 less to do Uber Pool. So I say, you know what? Uber Pool. If they're all going to my area, where we work, where my car is parked, is almost right outside the tunnel that connects New Jersey to New York. Holland Tunnel, for those of you who know. So I thought, all right, if we Uber Pool, I'll be first. I'll be the first one out of the car. So who cares if other people get in the car? So I call an Uber Pool, and it says be there in 4 minutes, or 7 minutes. And it says just has to pick up Janice first. So I go, okay. It says 7 minutes. 5 minutes later, 7 minutes, still have to pick up Janice. And I see the car on the map. It's not moving. So I call the guy. It goes right to voicemail. I text him. I go, hey, Alonzo, you've been 7 minutes for like 10 minutes. Are you coming? Never responded back to me. So I realize Alonzo was waiting for Janice, but I guess he was waiting for a third person so he could fill up his car because I was sold out.
Well, that's what Uber Pool is.
Right. So he was never coming until he got another person. So
of course not.
I canceled it and I got Chris. Chris shows up with two other people. An Asian boy and an older woman. I'm only saying that so you know who's who in the story. And he's wearing a Dallas Cowboys shirt. So he goes, he's got to get in the car. He opens the trunk for me and doesn't help me with the luggage.
Brody's travel woes.
Hold on. I have to put the luggage in myself. Fine. Okay. Most Uber drivers are they're happy to help you with the luggage because they want a five-star rating.
That's points off right there.
So then I go to close it myself. There's no button. There's no, like, button for it to auto-close. So I take it, and I do, like, a Wheel of Fortune spin, and I go to close. He goes, don't close the door. Don't close the trunk, I mean. But I've already pushed, so it's already closing. He goes, hey, man, I told you not to close it. So everybody's got, like, an attitude. So I go, why? So then he takes the luggage off of the older woman's lap that she was carrying, because he didn't help her either, and takes the luggage and goes, because I got a bag. Well, I didn't know that, Chris, you ass, with his Dallas Cowboy sweatshirt. That should have been a clue. No offense. So we get in the car. He goes, just, all right, we're off. Just want to let you know the Dallas Cowboys won today. And he goes, oh, no. Yada, yada, yada.
Like you would give a shit that the Dallas Cowboys won. Right. You're sitting in New York, New Jersey.
So I said, hey, Chris.
The hell do you care?
Thank God. I couldn't breathe on the plane worrying if the Dallas Cowboys won today. Making a joke. He says, why? Are you a Giants fan? Your quarterback sucks. Blah, blah, blah. I go, I'm not a Giants fan, man. The whole car ride was him arguing with me about football and how he wants to go back.
The Giants, I will say that the Dallas Cowboys look really good this year.
Yeah, but then he starts talking about how he hates New York. He doesn't like New Yorkers.
Great.
He can't wait to move back. He lives in the farms.
He's really earning his tip.
He lives like 30 miles outside New Jersey, like outside the city, in the farm. And everything. So I was like, you know what? Terrible. So then he drops me off. I'm third, right? No, I'm second. So he drops me off. I tell him, stop here on the corner. I didn't want him to go around at three, like a right, a right, a right. I just go, stop me off, y'all walk. He goes, all right, thanks. Doesn't open the trunk for me.
Nope.
And doesn't get the luggage out.
Because you're a big burly man.
Yeah, big burly. So I, you know what? So I chintzed a little bit on the tip, a little bit. I gave him $5, whatever. But then I gave him 5 stars because I was mistakenly under the impression he would see my review and then give me a bad review.
That's where you're wrong.
Right.
The rules of Uber. It's a double blind situation.
He doesn't
know what you're going to give him.
You had told me that like years ago.
It's true, though.
I was so tired from the trip.
He will not see what you gave him.
I should have given him 3 stars for not crashing.
Okay.
Well, that's it.
What you should have
done. I overpaid, bro, and I got home 11 o'clock.
You are an absolute. You're an impossibility to travel with. Just listen
what are you
to
talking
how,
about?
This is how I would be different, okay? Just listen.
You'd hire a bougie
a
limo. Good.
Here's no, enough. Could you cut the word bougie out for a second?
Okay.
Because you're really pissing me off. Oh. When it comes to traveling,
yeah.
Isn't it most important to get from point A to point B with the path of least resistance?
Yes, but it was $18.
So, first of all, you chose Uber Pool. When you could have chosen just regular Uber, get yourself a regular Uber X.
I know.
It's not a bougie car. It's still a Honda Civic, but it's your own. And so isn't that worth the price? You really wanted to pay
Okay.
How much money did it cost you?
I told you it was $18 less.
Is it really worth the $18 in stress?
Well, I started thinking about what I could buy with $18, and I thought...
But that's where you're wrong. That's where your brain is overactive and takes
over. There's a reason I wanted to save the $18. On the way home, I had purchased a bottle of wine at a wine store in Santa Fe for my wife.
You can't look at it like
hold
that.
Hold on. I haven't done it yet. I haven't told you the story yet.
I know where you're going with this.
Okay, so
continue.
We got back to the hotel room. I wanted to clean up my room a little bit, so I put the wine bottle in my backpack, right?
Yep.
Because I hadn't packed my suitcase yet.
Right.
So I was like, oh, I'll just put it in the backpack for now, just so it'd stay off. I didn't want to have it sitting out.
Yep.
So I forgot about it, got to the airport, and this is weird. The New Mexico airport's like a post office. It's tiny. There's like a little Avis counter, a little snack counter, like to rent a, whatever.
It's really small.
Yeah. So there's one little check-in. There's no one online to get in. I've never in any airport have this happen to me. They go, okay, empty your laptop. They take your laptop out, which everybody does. Take your shoes off, right? Only like every other person that take their shoes off. You got a little card, right, that said...
Yeah, because I have TSA pre-check.
Yeah, right.
So they handed me a purple card that it's the you don't have to take your shoes off card.
Right. So
they do that at smaller airports, by the way, because for TSA pre-check passengers.
Because shoe bombers aren't going to little airports, I guess.
So, no, because I'm TSA pre. I've been vetted.
Right. Yeah, right. Okay, that's I got you.
So, I applied for that. I went to a test for that.
I am very anal when it comes to getting my stuff ready to go. When I get to the check-in line, my shoes, I have the laces loose. I pop them right off. I don't wear a belt. Yep. My pockets
are...
You try
and make it as easy as
possible. My pockets are already empty.
Yeah.
I put all my money in a little plastic sandwich bag.
Right.
I'm good to go. And I look down upon people who are like, oh, they wear boots.
Except for the fact you tried to bring a bottle of fucking
wine
through.
Except that. So the woman says, I need you to take all your snacks out of your bag. No food. I go, no food.
Brody.
So hold on. So I'm taking my Fig Newtons out, my Doritos, all my food. I'm like, I've never been asked that before.
You're a disaster.
Where have you gone where they asked you to take your snacks out of your bag?
Okay, but that's neither here nor there. That's neither here nor there.
Hold on. So I go,
You tried to board the fucking plane.
No, I didn't remember the bottle of wine was there. I'm usually really good. I would never do that.
Okay, but you did.
Okay, so I have to go back. I have to go back out into this little airport with nothing. So I go, what am I going to do? I go to the counter. I go, can I get my suitcase back? No, it's already on the plane.
4.5 ounces of liquid is all you get.
I know the rule.
A 750-milliliter bottle of wine.
I didn't try to sneak the bottle through. I forgot it was there.
Okay, but
you're telling me the rules. I know the rules.
Okay, so then why didn't you put it in your suitcase and let it?
Because I forgot it was in my backpack. You're not listening to the podcast.
I am listening.
Back it up and listen to it.
Okay, so but what do you do at that point?
Okay, so I start thinking like, what can I do? I had like 3 minutes.
Fucking guzzle it.
I had three. It's not for me. I had 3 minutes to drink this. $48 bottle of wine, which was $52 after tax. So I can't put it back in my bag. Nobody else is traveling with us that hasn't checked their bag yet. So I go to the Avis counter. I said, hey, I'm looking for a good Samaritan. I need help. Well, what's the problem? I have this bottle of wine. I can't take it on a plane. I have nowhere to put it. I don't live here. Is there any way you could tell me if there's someplace I could ship it? Like, is there any place here that ships? Can you help me? He says, well, we have a FedEx account. I can probably ship it for you. We have blank FedEx labels. I said, oh, great. He goes, I'll tell you what. You fill out the FedEx label, and I'll pack it up, and I'll ship it for you. I'm like, wow, what a nice guy. The Midwest, they're nice out in the Midwest. In New York, the guy would be like, oh, yeah, I'll take care of it for you and drink it.
Good.
So he says, I'll ship it for you. So I look at the checkboxes and my options, and it's like overnight, $130, this, all the prices. And then it says 3-day air. I'm like, 3-day air is great. No problem. 3-day air to my house.
$18.
No. So I'm like, I don't care how much it costs at that point, because I figured 3-day air, how much could it be? So I get on the plane, I fill the form, I get on the plane, and while I'm sitting there, I look at my phone and I Google it. And I go in the FedEx website and it says, hey, track your bag, how much does it cost? And I put the approximate weight in, and it says $31. $31 to ship it 3-day to a business.
This better be worth
it. But to ship it to your house, $13. So I call the guy back at Avis in Santa Fe in the airport, and I say, hey, man, ship it to my home wasn't an option, but can you tell the FedEx guy when he comes that I want to ship it to my home to just write that in and charge me $13? He says, all right, no problem. So now the Uber, I was thinking, all right, I wasted $13 because of my fuck up. If I save $18 on Uber pool, I'm even. So the penalty won't be money. The penalty will be my time.
I see what you're doing, but you can't look at life like that. That's a tit for a tat.
Well, I was looking for some tit.
You know, but listen,
I don't like. I'm not a tat guy.
You fuck up. You suffer a loss. You take your loss.
So I took my loss in time.
Take your lumps.
I took my loss in time.
I know, but here's how else you lost. you still, when they finally landed, ended up back at the radio station. This is why you suck, Brody, because you still then had to drive home from the radio
station.
That's
right. I had to drive home.
See, me, the way I am, I just want the easy way out.
But I would have had to drive home.
Hold on. Path of least resistance.
Yes, I know.
The morning of my flight, on my way to work, I Uber into work.
Right.
Now I'm with the crowd the whole way. And then on the back end of the trip, when I land at the airport, all I got to do is Uber to my goddamn house.
Right.
I don't have to go to the radio station.
Okay, but you live right outside the city.
But even worse.
I don't.
You live in Jersey. No.
I live a much more expensive Uber ride from my house to get in the city.
The airport from New Jersey to your house would have been cheaper than you.
Okay, my mistake was not driving to the airport. That was my mistake.
We work in New York City.
Yes, my should have driven to the airport.
Instead, you were going to Uber to Manhattan just to get your car to drive back to Jersey.
And that's what I did.
It makes no sense.
Okay, what I should have done was I should have driven everybody to the airport, have them chip in for the gas and tolls, and help pay for my parking. Would have cost me $10. And okay, but here's the kicker.
Strenuous.
Here's the kicker. It's Thursday. Well, I flew home Sunday. Guess what hasn't been charged to my credit card yet? The FedEx.
The FedEx wine.
They haven't shipped the wine yet. I think I'm fucked.
Did you call him?
I called him. What's today? Thursday? I called him Tuesday. I said, hey, man.
Was he drunk?
He said, no. He says, He says, I'm taking it home on my way home. I'm going to drop it off at the FedEx place. I got your back, man.
Yeah.
I said, well, don't forget to ask about the $13. No problem. That was Tuesday. I keep checking my credit card. Nothing.
Well, I had a similar situation a couple of years ago with Hertz, where my jacket was left in the car after I returned it, and that was in Cincinnati.
Why you suck to travel with.
No. I left my jacket.
Yeah.
I got home. I called the Hertz rent-a-car guy, and he says, oh, I found your jacket. Was it a blue hoodie?
Right.
I'm like, yeah, that's my jacket.
Right. Yeah. Not the goose one.
No. It was just a blue jacket.
Okay.
And they said, yeah, okay, good. We'll FedEx it out to you. I'm like, oh, you're the best. Good Samaritan, right? Never saw my fucking jacket. In fact, in the days that later, I called to follow up. They started like throwing me to the next guy. Like, oh, no, it wasn't me. It was this guy. Oh, yeah? Oh, I don't know. I didn't find no jacket. And then they claimed
that
it wasn't
there. They used
a
double negative, really?
Whatever. Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
It was that kind of Hertz place. So, anyway... The only one who got hurt was me.
Was you, yeah.
They kept promising me they were going to FedEx me my found jacket.
Right. They didn't.
Here I was with a glimmer of hope that somebody was going to come to my rescue.
Yeah, but Hertz is the number one car rental agency. Avis is number two. They try harder. Well, try harder and get me my bottle of wine, you fucks. It's 5 days.
I think your wine is going the way of my jacket. You're not going to see that shit.
And by the way, I'm counting Sunday before you're like, it's only 4 days. It's almost five.
You let me know. I need an update on when...
Bottle of wine arrives?
Your bottle of wine arrives.
Yeah, and you know what sucks? Because my wife couldn't come to the wedding, so I felt bad. So I was like, I'll bring her a bottle of her favorite type of wine. This will be great.
Yeah.
Now I got no wine.
Got no wine.
And I'm like, I got you something. It's just on its way.
You have.
But yesterday she goes, did you really get me anything?
You have something to keep the wine in, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's raise a glass.
My brewmate glass.
Here's a toast to our friend Dylan, the founder of Brewmate. He came along with his stylish insulated drinkware, and the world has never been the same since. Whether it's beer, wine, or spirits, Brewmate makes sure every sip is the perfect temperature.
So I was like, oh, I'm going for a car ride. Mm-hmm. I took the Peacock wine cylinder, which looks like a wine bottle, in the car with me, kept my water cold, got out of the car, went to my doctor's appointment, came back, it was still cold in the car.
And of course, I've been drinking White Claw all summer. That's my drink of
choice.
Yeah,
you have.
And the Hopsilator Slim is the perfect stainless steel insulated can cooler for that and other 12-ounce slim cans. It fits great and looks amazing, and it's the perfect gift for under $25.
When I got home, I then used my uncorked glasses, kept it cold all afternoon. I was out on the deck. It was great.
Chill out with your favorite drinks all day long with Brewmate. Go to brewmate.com, and for 15% off your first order, use code BOYS. That's BOYS, and the website, BRUMATE.com. Use code word BOYS.
As in Brooklyn Boys.
For 15% off.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast with Brody and Scary. Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Now, we haven't even spoken about the wedding itself. You're just talking about getting to and fro.
But we haven't even covered the two. Later on, I'm going to tell you about how I was terrified on the plane. Because we flew on 9/11, and it made my mind just go crazy. But let's talk about the wedding. We'll get to
that. What a beautiful affair.
Yeah, Elvis Duran, for those of you who didn't know, we went to Elvis's wedding this past weekend.
And it was colorful.
Unreal. He said, wear colorful clothing. And by the way, I wore purple shoes. Mm-hmm. You can see them on my Instagram, at David Brody. And you wore a purple tie. We coordinated.
It was a Day of the Dead-themed wedding. And of course, you could Google what the history and the tradition is there. But all we could say is that everything was on. It was like a wedding on steroids. It was sensory overload from the word go. No stone left unturned. Every detail,
the most incredible centerpieces
for the
walls, the ceiling. They took, because you saw the picture. Yeah. We should put the picture up, Mike. If you go to Mikey Russo, MIKIE,
no EY,
no, it's IE. I think it's
M. No, I
look it up. If you go to Mikey Russo, who's the wedding planner, go to his page. He put up a before and after.
We took a picture with him.
Oh yeah,
that's the picture.
So Mikey
put up.
Russo is one of the top wedding planners in the country. There's a lot of celebrity weddings.
Yes,
in fact, he was just on the Jonas Brothers tour plane because he arranged some party for Danielle Jonas, one of the wives.
Uh huh.
And so he was all his pictures. So if you want to see what he looks like, but we didn't post the photobomb picture. We should put that up at
Mikey
the Brooklyn
Russo,
Boys.
The wedding planner, behind the whole thing.
Spell Mikey Russo on his Instagram.
Hold on. I'm looking for it. By the way, you Google Mikey Russo on Instagram and all these doot-a-doots show up.
That's why I said you got to spell it right.
It's like, yeah, I'll find him. But anyway.
It's MIKIERUSSO. I know how I spelled it.
MIKIIE. Well, anyway. Yeah, don't get the wrong Mikey Russo.
Anyway, so he took this giant empty room and they carpeted it. They put these wrought iron walls up that had like skulls in them, whole Day of the Dead. The whole dance floor was painted, hand-painted to be like skulls and Max, Elvis's dog. Yeah. Anyway, if you search with the hashtag was Alex and Elvis 2019.
2019. 2019.
Right. Like, and you'll see all of our social media and whatever. And it was just an amazing thing. But we were at, people were asking, like, are you guys going to sit together? Now, our web person, Allie, put up a thing like, oh, who, what table would you want to sit at?
Right.
And she just randoed it. It wasn't like the actual seating plan. So people were like, how come Brody and Scary aren't sitting together? Well, of course we were sitting together.
We were.
But here's the thing. We were at table 19. No, sorry, table 18.
Table 18.
There's a movie called Table 19, which Scary, your girlfriend Robin, said, oh my God, we're at table 19. Because that's the movie.
And
so,
tell them what the movie's about.
I'll tell you, once I tell you who we're sitting with. So there were like three or four tables of morning show people, because there's like 15 of us on the morning show, plus almost everyone brought a date or a spouse.
Sure.
And so there's like table with everyone from the morning show, table with everyone from the morning show. And our table was Skiri and Robin, me, and I came alone all weekend in the hotel room.
Hi-yo.
And then a bunch of randos. Now, when I say randos,
ooh,
it was...
Careful.
Hold on.
These are our friends.
Hold on. Not all of them. There was all our friends except two people. I don't know who they were. Right, that blonde woman with her... Okay. Right. So it was all random people. I don't mean randos that we don't know them. So it was a couple that we know very well. It was a single girl next to me who I know very well.
Right.
Another couple, right? It was one, two, three couples that we knew. But it was no one from the morning show. It was like one person that works for corporate... Two people that used to be our photographer for the morning show and his lovely wife. Across from us were two people.
What Brody is saying is we weren't, it wasn't
there was no morning show people.
It wasn't the people that we were closest with.
Right. And I'm not complaining, but like there was two people from the radio industry that we know and we're friends with.
Yeah.
So it was a good table, but it wasn't like all the people you guys know we work with.
Right. So Brody got this thing in his head. They're like, dude, we are the outcast table.
I felt like we were the leftovers.
We're leftovers.
Right.
Now, in the movie Table 19...
Have you seen it?
No, I just saw the synopsis of it.
Right.
Isn't it a bunch of people who realize they are the wedding leftover
people? So
there's
19 tables. They realize they're the last table.
Right.
And they realize that none of them are like close with the bride and groom.
And they rebel against the bride and groom.
And they go out of their way to ruin the wedding.
Ruin the party.
Right.
So we were at Table 18.
But Robin kept calling it Table 19.
Table 19.
Yeah. Again, we're not complaining.
No, we are not.
It was an unusual mix of people.
Now,
and it was just us.
Now, I want to thank people who came to my rescue on Instagram, thanking me left and right for documenting as much as I possibly could for the wedding.
Might as well have been the videographer for the wedding.
No, you know what? The listeners wanted a piece of this. They wanted, you know, Elvis didn't give any rules about not posting. You know, I would have respected his wishes gladly, but people wanted to see what the wedding was all about. They wanted to see a little bit of the ceremony. They wanted to see a little bit of, you know, the reception and who's dancing. And so I gave everybody a little taste. I gave them a little taste of Uncle Johnny singing his song. You know, Uncle Johnny sings What a Wonderful World.
Right.
I a little bit of the dance
floor
action.
No, you did a great job. I stole some of your pictures and some of your video.
You know what? But I wanted to show people. I wanted to show that some of the people like from our, like Carolina, our past members of our morning show that were at the wedding with us. I wanted to show everyone in pictures and video as much as I could and all their dresses. Everyone was texting me aside. They were DMing me.
Right.
Sliding into my DMs all weekend. Scary, thank you. For doing this, I knew that I could count on you.
Yes, that was 90%. 90% of the people were very appreciative of what we
put. Who were the 10% that were bitching that I was putting up too
much
shit?
I know it was nobody who's a slice. It was none of our listeners on this podcast.
Okay.
But there were people complaining, oh, how could you post Elvis walking down the aisle?
Well,
that's not right.
How could you post Elvis kissing Alex?
There were people who were like, this is their wedding. How can you, why are you showing them? That's private moments. You shouldn't be taking advantage for your Instagram hits. Listen, I don't understand how people listen to this show and don't get it. We are in the spotlight. People want to come to our social media. That's why they follow. That's why you follow anybody. You follow people because you want to see the kind of things they post. I follow people because I want to see what they post, right? You don't think Elvis told us the rules beforehand? Like, hey, you guys post whatever you want. You think he said don't post and we posted anyway? Do you think
I would never do that.
Right. It's like, he's not here this week on the big show. So Nate's hosting, right? He's kind of like master of ceremonies, keeping the ship rolling along. People are texting in, Nate, stop trying to be the boss. Why are you running the show? Do you think he did it on his own? You don't think Elvis said, this is what I want when I'm gone?
It was all planned.
And then there were people, again, none of our slices, who were so concerned with everything that wasn't in the pictures.
I know.
Oh, here's a beautiful picture of Elvis finding the man of his dreams and this unbelievable moment in his life. Hey, finding fault comment. Hey, how come this person's not at the wedding comment? Hey, why isn't this happening? How about focus on what is happening? How about don't worry about what you think you know or what you... Just don't hijack people's moments, right? We're putting up, we're having a great time. Oh, well, why isn't this person in the picture with you? Why isn't Garrett in that picture? Why? How come you left out Brody in that picture? Don't worry about us. Just enjoy what's in the picture.
Yeah. And by the way, there are 340 people there.
Right, not everyone can be...
Hey, everybody, let's get together for a picture.
And again...
Some people are not going to be there. Might have gone to take a shit.
Right.
And I'm taking a picture with Bald Freak Ronnie.
That's correct. Again, not our slices.
If it's not for our slices, why are we giving this message on our podcast?
Because I want these people to know, because the slices are smart, wonderful people who get it.
I feel like we're reprimanding and yelling at our own audience.
No, not the slices. No. Because our slices know if you're going to talk about someone, don't at them, right? Don't at people and go.
Someone did. I wanted to punch her in the throat.
Hey,
this woman.
Hey, I have a question.
I don't hit women. Right, but no. Someone was a real dick.
Right.
On my thread, on one of my fucking pictures, and added a person who was not in attendance.
Right.
And then said, "Hey, why are you not there?" At you, I'm like, make them feel like shit. Why don't you?
I don't think they think about that. Look, if you want to ask why Mike isn't there, you don't have to write at Mike. You can just say, hey, why isn't Mike there? Right?
Because these are the people. These are the shit stirrers.
Also,
they want to stir the pot.
Right, and here's another thing. If someone's not invited to something, and again, I had nothing to do with anything. I love all, serve all. You know me. But if someone's not invited to something, it's not, first of all, not your business. Second of all, it's like, it's awkward. Like, is actually someone going to tell you? Is someone, hey, if you have a party, right? You go to a party and go, hey, man, why isn't Janine at the party? Why didn't you invite Janine? You think the guy's going to go, oh, I'll tell you why I didn't invite Janine. No, he's going to go, it's not your business. You don't ask.
Right.
Go to the party.
Except for the time that you weren't invited, Brody, to the rooftop party.
And you called me to tell me a wonderful
That was a dick.
You're allowed to. You're a dick. That's right. You're a dick.
There was some crazy record label party.
And I wasn't invited.
Where Brody was.
And Scary called me drunk. Hey, man.
And Chewy. Yeah. Ape 77.
Hold on. Okay. I want to do a chewing thing first.
Brody,
hold on. I'm going to do a chewing thing while you're at it.
You got these Arancini rice risotto balls.
Right.
You're missing out on them. Where are you?
Yeah. Oh, Brody, this is the greatest party. Celebrities here. Why aren't you here? And I said, I wasn't invited.
I was drunk.
Oh, why wouldn't you be invited? You should be invited. You should come. It's the greatest.
I was being a drunk douche.
We have the audio in here if you want to find it, but if not, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'll find it.
If you can find it. Okay. So,
do we ever play it on this podcast?
No. Don't add people. Oh, you know what we should play?
Or the time that a bunch of us flew to Miami and we're hanging out on someone's yacht and then...
you guys all put up pictures.
And Greg T was like, why was I not invited? But they were putting up pictures on social media.
Right.
You know, that makes people feel bad. I was not the one who put pictures up
on
social
media. No, but you were on the boat with bottles of champagne and you told him you were going home for the weekend. You didn't feel well.
What? Invite, am I looking at Brody? What am I looking up here?
I don't know. Party. Scary calls Brody about a party.
Yeah, I was with TJ at the time.
Okay. By the way, talking with your mouth full of food, one of our listeners caught you doing it again.
Yeah, it was in Elvis's house.
Yeah, it was in Elvis's house.
I didn't even realize I was doing it.
So Scary was doing an Insta story, doing a video, and he was giving a tour of the house.
Elvis said, beautiful house.
Beautiful. Oh, ridiculous. Oh, here we go.
My favorite.
Where's my clothes?
I gotta get something for you. My favorite.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
I will. Okay, so I was like, I was.
I want to give credit. That was Curtis Hollowell.
Well, we were in the middle of a commercial break, and I had a chance to, you know, give a little tour of Elvis's house, and
you couldn't put the food down though. Long enough to give the tour.
I mean, I had to do two things at once.
Yeah.
I'm looking for the clip about being a prick to Brody. Is this it? Oh, yeah. Here it is. This is me calling Brody from a rooftop party, wondering why he wasn't there.
We're getting wasted at Elvis Duran Group's party. Everybody. The whole world.
Great.
Where are you?
I'm
From 2 to 5 this afternoon in Soho on the rooftop deck, we're hosting cocktails.
When did you find out about this?
Yesterday. It was right. You know, remember when you walked in yesterday, right before that? All right. It doesn't matter. You're missing out. You should have been here, man. I got to go. Tuna tartare here.
All right. Goodbye.
I got to go. Tuna tartare
here. Hashtag tuna tartare here.
You're the worst.
I feel like I there was a reason I did that. I think I was pissed at you that day, and I was just trying to get back.
Which
at
is
you.
Why you recorded it.
Yeah, I recorded me calling you from. That's a bit much.
Well, that you know what I have
that
to,
was, and that was several years ago.
Yeah,
too.
You know what, that was a period of time where we were all recording everything we did with each other. We kept like leaving our phones on the counter to record each other.
The hidden mic phase.
Yeah. TJ, who used to be on our show, it was a big thing.
Love the hidden mics.
Hidden mic things. So yeah, you were a dick to me that day.
I really was. I'd like to take this opportunity to apologize to you.
Oh, you should buy me a dinner.
I already did.
You did?
Yeah. You want to do a steak dinner update? Should we do that?
We'll do a Brody steak dinner update. That's fine.
Hold on a second.
All right.
Yeah, because I have a steak dinner update for the
listeners. Let's paint the picture while you're looking for the jingle. We went out to dinner Thursday night.
Yeah.
Which was the second night we were in town. Mm-hmm. And Skiri says, I'll take care of everybody. We're going to invite everybody who's everybody on the morning show. Everybody. Like 25 people. I know this restaurant. They got a back room. I'm going to order. Get everybody to go. And what happened? Everybody cancels on you.
Brody Steak Dinner Update.
Yeah. By Skiri Jones.
Right.
So we end up
going. It ended up being like nine
it ended
people.
Up being nine people going to dinner.
Right.
And it was Greg T. was there. I was in attendance.
Right.
Brody was there.
Danielle DeLillo.
You don't have to know the rest. You just know that there were nine people.
No, Greg T and his wife, you and your girlfriend, nine total.
Another couple.
Well, those
right.
people are going to come up in the story, so I have to.
Okay, yeah, there right. were like nine people there.
Nine people. So we had the private room.
Yes. And I'm going to just give the overview version, and if you want to go into detail and get more granular, feel free.
I'll get granular.
Okay. But here's what ultimately, for nine people, the bill came. And Greg T and I, these are the facts, okay, forget about how it happened, but the facts are, Greg T and I split the bill in half.
You're leaving out a very important point.
The bill came out to $600.
Yeah, and he decided to give a 25% tip, so $750.
$750 for nine people. Now, keep in mind, this was a higher class restaurant, and we hadn't spent any money because we were getting a free ride the whole way.
Right,
so this was our big night out.
Right,
okay? we're not trying to be bougie,
no.
But we were at a nice place.
Okay, but you got it.
Brody ordered a steak. Brody ordered a filet
hold
mignon.
Hold on. I ordered the one thing I would eat on the menu because they change the menu every 3 days,
right.
And when I looked up online. So all I had was a
what
little...
What did you eat?
I had a little tenderloin, a little steak.
You ordered, that was your entree. Was it not listed under entrees?
It was an entree.
Okay.
Hold on. I went into this meal assuming I was going to pay for it. So I ordered a relatively inexpensive, I didn't order the fancy seafood dishes. I ordered the medium price steak. I ordered one appetizer. You guys ordered like 10 appetizers for the table,
right. Chicken liver.
Yeah, I did not partake in all the appetizers that you ordered.
You love pate.
I do.
And I'm bougie. I hate pate.
Okay.
But okay. So anyway, so.
Hold on. They didn't have Diet Coke, so okay. I didn't get a soda. And Greg T ordered three bottles of wine. And I don't really drink.
Doesn't matter.
No.
Your entree.
Your entree was
$42.
$44.
And your appetizer was also in the 20s.
It was $12.
Was it?
It was $12. I wouldn't get a $20 appetizer.
$12. Whatever.
Now, because I thought we were splitting the check.
And
I tried
you had
to
some
keep,
sides.
I tried to keep it low. Yeah, they came with the food. I didn't pay extra for sides. When the bill comes, I texted Skiri and I said, hey, man, I'm not paying for that wine. I'm out. So Skiri's like, no, I got it. Right.
And that's fair, because Brody doesn't drink.
Right. So Greg T decides...
You were going to be out on the wine.
Right. So Greg T decides he's going to do the math on his phone and figure out how much everybody owes.
Okay.
So Skiri says, hey, man, Brody doesn't drink. Take out the wine. So he goes, I got it. Right. Yeah. So like 20 minutes later, he's still like on his phone trying to figure out the bill. So I say, Greg, give me the bill. I'm really good. Let me see. I can do math in my head. Mm-hmm. I'll figure it out. Nope. I got it. So after like 25 minutes of him not being able to figure out how to split a check nine ways, he goes, fuck it. Skiri, here's the check. Give me your credit card. We're splitting it. That's it. And he got all mad.
Greg T got all mad. But I was
there was no gracious moment. There was no, hey, we're going to take care of this bill tonight. Don't worry about it. At the end, out of Greg T's inability to do math, he looked at you and said, we make enough money. Fuck it. Let's just split the check.
And we did.
And you did.
But,
okay.
But here's the thing, though. It doesn't have to be born out of a gracious moment. The facts are the facts.
Okay, so
the fact is, I paid half of the bill.
Yeah.
Right? Did I not?
You ended up, yes. And I said,
okay.
I said, scary.
Hey, it posted to my fucking Amex.
Right.
It's on my credit card.
Right. And I said, scary, I'll give you half the money. And you looked at me and you went, nope.
Nope.
I just bought you a steak dinner.
Yes, I did.
No,
because
bullshit.
Because I bought you a steak dinner.
And I'll tell you why it doesn't count.
It counts.
No, it doesn't count.
Brody's steak dinner update.
And the update is, we're even.
No. The update is, you tweeted that you bought me steak dinner, and we were fighting on Twitter, and people were like, oh my God, here they go again.
No.
Number one, you had no intention of buying me dinner.
But I did.
No.
The fact of
the
matter is, I did.
Number two.
Money came out of my pocket to the tune of $350.
Hold on. Number two. Hold on.
$375.
There you go. There's your math. Number two, you only paid for half dinner, right? You didn't pay for the whole thing. For all I know, Greg T could have picked up my tab, and you picked up the tab of other people.
Dude, we picked up the entire table.
You didn't pay for my meal. Second of all,
it's over.
Part of going to dinner and knowing someone's buying you dinner is you treat yourself a little better. You get to pick the restaurant. You get a better steak. You go to a steakhouse.
You agreed. You said, hey, let's go to that place.
No, I didn't. You said, hey, man, everyone's going. You'll go. So then you called me. You called me an hour before dinner and said, hey, everybody's canceling. You're still going, right?
No, we had 9 people that ended up coming with us.
But it was supposed to be like 24. Well, so you're like,
thank God it wasn't. Otherwise, I would have paid that much more money.
So you're like, hey, everybody's backing out. I'm really pissed. Everybody just screwed me over.
Because everybody else wanted to do their own thing.
So you said, hey, it's a highly rated restaurant. It's everybody says it's great.
Yeah, it was great.
And I said, okay. I didn't say I want to go there. I said, I'll go. I'm a team player.
But you went. You were happy. We laughed.
Yeah,
we joked.
I didn't get a drink. I was trying to save money.
You ate. You had a steak. You had a steak.
Here's what Zach Wheels 24 says.
But Zach Wheels doesn't know the story because we're telling it right now for the first time.
Eventually.
You can't. No,
he knows
count.
The story. Eventually, he might understand. He needs to spend his money and his time to buy you a steak dinner and not get you a free steak at a restaurant.
I discount Zach Wheels' comment because he didn't
hold
hear
on.
Zed, these people are no, these people
hold on,
are
Shady,
pre
buddy,
pre-ejaculating on a, no, they, Shady they're fucking setting, no, I don't want to hear about Shady Jew Mobster. Nobody knows the story until right now.
Okay, Shady
so
Jew
how could these people have already been responding?
Okay.
Yeah, your comments well,
let me tell you what Shady
out.
Hold
X,
on.
X, X.
Well, okay, you tell me if Shady Jew Mobster is wrong, even though he didn't know all the facts. He said, Scary Jones just tries to capitalize when steak is an option so he can try to make it even. But you sacrifice so your friends could benefit.
I sacrificed $375.
When he has that in mind, the steak dinner he takes you out for will make it even. Hashtag even is not even.
You're wrong. Let me pull out the wrong jingle. You're wrong. You're wrong.
You know why?
It's over.
You know why I'm not wrong? Because thousands of dollars were at stake that I got you.
At steak?
That's right.
S-T-A-K-E?
I tarnished my career for you and Greg. And
now I've paid you dinner twice.
You did not
pay
me dinner twice.
Once
we're not rehashing the first
accidentally
time.
Got,
we're not rehashing
that.
Listen
to the episode.
We're talking
about
what happened at this dinner.
Don't matter.
You didn't say, Brody, I'm going to take you to dinner. You're going to order whatever you want. I chintzied out on dinner. I didn't get a side. I didn't get a drink.
Okay.
I got dick. I got nothing.
The first
I got
time
my little
we,
pate.
The first time we agreed
$56
on
plus tax was my dinner.
The first time we agreed on a restaurant,
yeah.
We spent the time. We agreed time has to be part of
yeah.
it. A wonderful meal.
And who paid for dinner?
It accidentally was free.
There wasn't
and I still picked $100.
It wasn't.
And I still tipped $100 that night.
Which I offered to pay half of.
Which you didn't, though.
And I offered to give you money Thursday night. I said, scary, I'll give you $90. You said, I don't want your money. I just bought you steak dinner.
So I was even then.
No.
And now, the $375 came out of my wallet.
You paid for other people's dinner.
Doesn't matter.
You paid for dinner because...
And you were part of it.
You paid for dinner because Greg T doesn't do math well.
You benefited. You benefited.
I told you I wanted to pay. I offered you and Greg T money. I said, take the money.
I'm done.
Take the money.
I'm done.
No.
Fuck you.
No.
The Breakfast Bars Podcast with Scary and Brody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets.
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I don't know about you, but I am such an online shopper these days. I don't even want to be bothered with the hassle of dealing with crowds and parking. So Brody and I found this awesome solution to shopping where you get great deals. It's called Honey. It's AG Money everywhere you shop online.
This automatically gets you the codes for what you're looking for.
And all these discounts, they apply them automatically. So you're pretty much shopping online and you're saving money in the background and you don't even realize it.
Yeah, let's say you want to shop at Macy's or Nike.
Yeah.
You go to the website, and when you go to buy something, it gives you the coupon code, shows you the discount, and you check out that way. Doesn't cost you anything. Let Honey worry about that.
I bought a new Sonicare toothbrush on Target.com, and boom, I saved $36.
How good is that? You just add the thing to your computer. You don't do anything. It does it for you.
And with over 100,000 five-star reviews on Google Chrome, you know it's got to be good.
It installs on your computer in just two clicks. And you know what? Treat yourself to something nice. Save some money at the same time.
Right now, you're going to get Honey for free when you use this special URL. Joinhoney.com/boys.
That's joinhoney.com/boys.
Joinhoney.com/boys. Just in case, for a third time, in case you didn't pick that up.
Yeah,
that's B-O-Y-S. Boys.
All right. I got two throwaway things. I don't want to talk about the steak thing anymore. I will talk about one thing you said at dinner that had me cracking up.
Sure.
So Elvis told
By the way, somebody's going to come in the studio. They're from the Today Show. They're just surveying the area because they have to.
They can see from outside.
I gave them permission to come in.
Well, I didn't.
Well, I did. That's okay.
Now this guy's staring at us. Are we going to be on a Today Show?
Maybe. Tomorrow.
No.
But today.
Yeah, okay. Well, he's looking.
So continue.
So we're at dinner, and you know how you are when you're like recommending stuff. Oh, I got to try this. I heard it. Zagat. Oh. You said, so Elvis says, we got to try the carrot hot dog. Elvis says it's the best thing on the menu, the carrot hot dog.
It was,
and then you
apparently.
Said, then you looked around, you went, so what do you think that is? Like a vegetable thing? What do you think that is? And I said, Scary, it's a carrot hot dog. It's a carrot in a bun. It's a carrot hot dog.
It's carrot.
But you asked if it's some kind of vegetable thing. You think it's like a vegetable thing?
I'm guessing it was.
It's a, the name tells you what it is. So when the waiter came over, I'm like, you're like, oh, can I have the carrot hot dog? He's like, it's not on the menu anymore. So
damn
I was like,
it.
Hey, man,
yeah.
What's the carrot hot dog? And he goes, carrot and a hot dog bun. I mean, what did you think it was?
Okay. I wasn't thinking.
The other thing I want to call you out on, other than the
is that what
dinner,
this podcast is about?
No.
Now? It's just you.
No, I want to talk
to
you about
shit.
I want to talk about the guy on the plane that scared the hell out of me. But real quick, yeah. We were talking about on the big show this week, have you ever been sprayed with pepper spray? Right? Have you ever gotten pepper sprayed in the face?
Yeah.
And you said, oh, I grew up in Brooklyn, a tough neighborhood. I can't believe I was never pepper sprayed. Let me tell you something. I don't know where you grew up, like 10 blocks from where I grew up.
Yeah, there.
When you think of a tough neighborhood, the mean streets, when guys rap, hip-hop guys, and they come from the streets, They talk about drug dealing and shooting and Glocks and Gats and right knives and baseball bats. Our neighborhood was tough. There was guys in there who were maybe members of the organized crime families.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Maybe that doesn't exist.
No. There were people getting hit with bats. There were people getting their stores burned down. There were people getting stabbed every once in a while. And if they were, you know, they knew the wrong people.
It was a rough area.
I don't know what tough neighborhood you're talking about where people go around pepper spraying themselves or each other.
You're trying to say that pepper spray is a little soft for where we
grew up. I'm saying when you see Mario coming down the street, you don't go, look out, he's got pepper spray. He's got brass knuckles.
Brass knuckles.
He's got a bat in his hand.
No, I get that.
He's going to hit you with a chair.
I'm trying to say.
No, you're like, I can't believe in a tough neighborhood like mine, I didn't get hit with pepper spray.
I just think
women walk around with pepper spray so they don't get raped.
No, I get that.
Right.
And mace.
Tough guys who want protection money for their stores. You don't burn your store down.
Even more so.
Like, hey, I'd hate for something bad to happen to you if you don't pay us protection money. We might have to come back here at night and pepper spray you. Who does that?
All I'm getting at is we did live in a neighborhood where people were, you know, they were a little more violent.
Yes, violent.
So, violent. Right. But so even more so,
right.
Those people you would think would carry...
The violent people?
No, the women would carry pepper spray.
No, you should.
I've never been in contact with pepper
spray. Okay, so what you just said was...
So I'm kind of surprised...
The only people that carried pepper spray in our tough neighborhood were the women.
I made it to my 40s without ever... being in contact
with so who
stuff.
Would have pepper sprayed you, the women?
Now, by the way, not that I want to.
Right.
But I'm just kind of surprised.
Okay, so let's take what you said.
Up where we, listen, we grew up in a blue-collar
tough neighborhood.
So you're trying to say pepper spray isn't tough enough for the
neighborhood
saying, to grow up
I'm
in?
Saying you just said the only people that carried pepper spray in our neighborhood might have been the women. So if you're surprised you weren't pepper sprayed, you're implying you attacked women and you're surprised they didn't pepper spray you.
Or even someone that might have brought it to school one day and said, hey, Scary, look at my pepper spray. Look scary. Just like that happened.
Because the people
it.
Came to school with knives. A real tough neighborhood. They came with weapons. They came with brass knuckles.
You're trying to say pepper spray is soft.
I'm trying to say, like, you never see a movie like Rambo carrying pepper spray. Hey, I'm going to revenge my family. Here's pepper spray. You didn't see Clint Eastwood and Dirty Harry going, I sprayed 5 shots of pepper spray. This could be a 6-shot pepper spray. You feel lucky, punk? He had a magnum.
I just think it would be part of the arsenal.
Okay. You think the president right now is threatening Iran with pepper spray? Like, we might go to war and pepper spray the Ayatollah? Like, you're like, I had such a tough neighborhood. We had pepper spray. What neighborhood are you spraying? If you were like Hollywood Hills, they might go, that guy's crazy. He's got pepper spray. We lived in a real neighborhood. They made movies about our neighborhood being tough. Saturday Night Fever, they did drive-by shootings, right?
John Travolta put a little pepper spray on his pizza. It was pepper.
That wasn't pepper spray.
That was pepper. That was red pepper.
Red pepper flakes.
Red pepper flakes.
I couldn't believe that. I'm like, you're not a good like the.
All right.
We played sports in school. Did you play? Chess. Chess is the pepper spray of tough neighborhoods.
Quit your bitching.
What would we talk about?
Quit it.
All right. Tough neighborhood with pepper spray. It was amazing.
You're such a dick. You really are. You are impossible. Oh, you are impossible.
Dude, I was walking through this bad neighborhood at night. The street light was out, and this guy jumped out from behind the bush.
Yeah.
And he threatened to pepper spray me.
By the way, listen, this is a good opportunity to promote an event coming up that we're all going to be a part of. Elvis is going to be signing copies of his book, Where Do I Begin? On Thursday, October 10th. People have always been asking...
Hopefully you hear this podcast in time.
Well, yeah, it's September 19th when we're recording. Well, I would hope you heard it by then.
Well,
but the truth of the matter is, all proceeds go to benefit the hungry, okay? The tickets are expensive. They are like $150, but I think they lowered it to $125 by the time you're hearing this.
But we'll all be there, unless your car is going to be there.
Unless your car will be there. The entire morning show will be there. And yes, your Brooklyn boys will be there because I got some requests. So yes, we will be there and we will be in attendance. If you want us to sign the book, we'll sign the book.
But listen,
it's not our book.
We're going to be there as David Brody and Scary Jones.
Right. We're not going to be there as the Brooklyn Boys.
Because then they have to pay us more.
Right.
Right.
But we will be there. So you can hang out with us.
Right.
We'll take some pictures.
I'll be there for the food. Scare. I'll be there for the wine. It's going to be great.
A lot of great. So what happens is you pay this fee, $125, whatever it is. And again, 100% of those proceeds go to feed the hungry.
Yeah, we don't get a penny of it.
There's no profit. We don't get money. We're not getting paid to be there.
Right.
So all the money you can guarantee will be going to feed hungry. And
can't
keep in mind, no one should go hungry. So it's part of the New York City Wine Food Festival, which they have a plethora of events. There's a ton of events. The website is nycwff.org. That's the website. And if you click on Elvis Duran Taste of New York, that's the event specifically we're all going to be at. The first 500 people that buy tickets, and I don't know if 500 people bought tickets yet, but the first 500 get a copy of Elvis's book, and then he will sign the book. But again, we'll be in attendance that night. It's like an evening event after work. It's at Pier, I don't even know. It's the information's on the website, but it's on the West Side Highway somewhere.
I have the
information. New York City.
Okay, by the way, this is not a commercial.
Scary and I
are not getting paid for this.
No.
We're just excited about the event.
Yes, and we're excited.
And we want people to come hang out with us.
Yeah, people are like always saying, where can I meet the Brooklyn Boys? When are you guys going to do something? Well, although we haven't done something specifically for the podcast yet, Brody and I will be both at this event. Do you have the exact, is it Pier 93? I don't want to give the wrong pier.
You know what? Just go info and tickets, NYCWFF. That's Wine Food Festival. NYCWFF.org.
Okay.
That's all. Go pay it up.
Do you have a list of the vendors that are going to be there? It's not on that list. It's not on that sheet. Tons of vendors. So you'll also be eating, by the way, and getting free eating and drinking samples. Okay?
Right.
So you'll get that.
You asked, by the way, who isn't going to hear this in time? I'll tell you who. John Smith.
Why is that?
John Smith underscore BKLN, which I'm sure is short for Brooklyn, because he's from Brooklyn. On September 16th, he tweeted us, started listening about a week ago.
About a week ago.
And let me tell you how much John...
I'm not going to stop those references,
by the way.
Fuck you.
Yeah, how much John gets it. He puts in hashtag in order. He put up to his one word, but we love you anyway. I'm up to episode 31. You make my truck driving days go by much faster and funnier. Love y'all. Slices, WTFs, binging, hashtag binging in order. Can't wait to catch up. He then said, you owe me a steak dinner, but he spelled it S-T-A-K-E. And what do you get? You stole me a dinner. John, thank you for taking the ribbing. Welcome aboard. We couldn't be any happier. And we hope that you hear this in time to come meet us, since you're a local Brooklyn guy, at this event. Now, do you want to hear about my flight?
Yes.
Terrified? All right. This is how the mind works. You tell me if you would think any differently.
Okay.
All right. So it's 9/11. For obvious reasons, people think of that day when it comes to flying and maybe it makes you feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So we get on the plane. It's sold out. But the middle seat next to me, I'm at the window, is empty. All of a sudden, this guy comes down the aisle. He's the last guy to board the plane just before the doors close. And he sits, doesn't say a word to me, sits down next to me, and fumbles with his seatbelt, and he elbows me like 3 or 4 times as he's like twisting around in his seat to get the seatbelt. Doesn't say a word, makes no sound, doesn't apologize to me, nothing. Now, I'm going to tell you that he seemed to me to be a little shifty looking. Don't ask me what he looked like, I'm just telling you, to me, he seemed shifty looking.
Okay.
Okay? I don't know if he speaks English or not. I don't know. He had kind of a mean face on, and I thought to myself, well, this guy looks like he hates the world.
Oh, boy.
He just had this mean look on his face.
Mm.
So from the time he sat down, he's on his phone. He's got headphones on, wireless headphones, and he's texting really fast to somebody. And I see he's got audio, like an audio file response. Whoever he's texting is leaving audio responses back so that no one can see what they're saying, and it's going to his Bose wireless headphones. So he's typing really fast. Now, I don't have great eyesight when it comes to reading small font. So I look over at his keyboard, and it appears to me that the keyboard letters are not the alphabet we use. It appears to be a different alphabet. Okay? But again, I can't be sure because I can't see clearly enough, and it's at an angle. All right. I see he's using WhatsApp. Now, WhatsApp... it's well known, even though a great app, is often used by terrorists
Oh my
to
God.
Communicate. Hold on. To communicate because it isn't trackable like a text message. And you can do international text messaging. Okay? So I'm wondering, what are these voice responses he's hearing? Okay. So you know on the back of the seats, you can watch TV, DirecTV, right? But one of the channels is just a map where you can see where the plane is.
Yeah, that's the default channel. The one that most people watch.
Right. He tunes to that and keeps the map of the plane on the whole time. I'm like, well, that's kind of weird. He doesn't want to watch television? And he's
a lot of people don't.
Hold on. He's talking to the person the whole time. He must have paid for Wi-Fi or whatever. And he's hearing the audio, right? I see the little waveform. He's hearing it, and he's typing really fast. And they write back, and he's typing.
What's he typing?
I don't know. I can't tell. I try to angle my phone to film it.
Was he typing in another language?
That's what it looked like to me. So now I'm really getting freaked out.
Because it's 9/11.
Because it's 9/11. So he kept switching back. Every once in a while, he would turn to the news on the DirecTV, switch over to CNN, just for like 2 seconds, and go back to the map. As if he's checking to see if there was any breaking news. So I'm freaking out. I'm like, this guy's looking to see if something's happening.
Oh, my God.
And he's going back.
You're working yourself up, Brody.
Okay.
You're working yourself up.
So then the guy behind us mumbles, hits his seat, and he passes a laptop up to the guy. So the guy behind me is with him. But I didn't understand what he said to him. He hands him a laptop. He opens the laptop, and he's scrolling through emails. And in every email he's opening, it's driver's licenses. Like New York driver's licenses with photographs of people who also look a little bit frightening. Like, why does this guy have pictures of other people's driver's licenses?
Did you say anything to anyone at this point? What happens
no.
if you see something?
So I tweeted.
I don't know what you saw.
I tweeted and I said, this guy sitting next to me is freaking me out on the plane, right? And he's got driver's licenses.
Who did you tweet at?
Well, I just tweeted, you know, to my followers. I just tweeted. And people were like, well, keep an eye on him, and you're crazy. What? You hope you're okay. All right. So then I realize another guy behind me is with him. The three of them are all talking. So then he closes the email and opens up another email. And now it's all, this is where I got freaked out. It's all aerial pictures, like aerial shots of the World Trade Tower. I swear to you, this is not like a bit. So World Trade Center 1, which, by the way, is not the Freedom Tower. It was never called that. World Trade Center 1. So I'm like, all these aerial shots. I'm like, driver's licenses, pictures of World Trade Tower. And so I was looking. He looked over me for a second, like, what am I looking at? And gave me a side eye. So I went back and like acted like I wasn't looking. So I'm really getting like nervous now. He's got driver's licenses, WhatsApp.
Wow.
He's texting, community. He's looking at the map. He's looking at the news. He's looking at pictures of the World Trade Tower. And he sees me looking at his laptop. And so I went, like, I got like a panic. He turns to me, and he's staring at me for a second. And his face turns and contorts into a big smile. And he says to me, we took pictures from a helicopter. Love New York. What? I said, what?
Maybe that was a cover. Maybe that was a cover.
No, he says, he goes, I saw you looking. He goes, we were flying. We rented a helicopter. Now we're going home. What a great city. Are you from New York? And starts talking to me like, hey, buddy. He's my pal. So this whole thing was in my mind. He's the nicest guy. He's like, we took a helicopter tour. Your city's beautiful. He speaks perfect English. And the whole time I'm like putting all the clues together.
See? The mind plays crazy tricks on you when you're racist.
As it turned out.
When you're a racist.
No, I'm not. I had nothing to do with race. I didn't tell you what he looked like. I just said he looked shifty.
You said shifty.
Right. Like, you know, something crazy. Like, it didn't look like he was, like, up to something.
What kind of look was that?
Like, he was looking around. He was quiet. Yeah. His body language.
What does shifty look like? Describe shifty.
You, when you're about to pay for dinner. My point was, the driver's licenses must have been, like, the ID that they needed to show to get on the helicopter. He must have, like, had everybody send him his email. But this is how the mind works.
Now it makes sense. Your mind is crazy. You're fucking crazy, man.
All right. You would have thought something was up to.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, you know what? Tweet the three of us at the Brooklyn Boys, at Scary Jones, at David Brody, and tell me whether or not you would have thought something was up to.
The Boys Rush!
because
I'm crazy. I come from a tough neighborhood.
Brooklyn, the boys from Brooklyn. Brooklyn, the boys from Brooklyn.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.